This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein talks about King David, picking up after the death of Saul and his three sons.
We all have power, and we can use it for good or selfish purposes. King David used his power mostly for good, but occasionally he used his power to pursue his own ends at any cost. Most of us know the story of David and Bathsheba. When David saw Bathsheba, he wanted her, and he used his power as king to summon her. After he slept with Bathsheba and she became pregnant, David used his power to cover up the affair. He summoned her husband home from the battlefield so that he would presumably sleep with his wife, but Uriah refused to take such pleasure while his men were fighting. When his plan failed, David used his power to order Uriah to the front lines of battle so that he would be killed in action, and he was. The story concludes with this chilling statement: "But the thing David had done displeased the Lord." Thankfully, the story doesn't end there. And as we read in Psalm 51, David repented of his sin and he was forgiven. David's story is a compelling reminder of what happens when we use our power and influence for our own purposes rather than God's. Let his story challenge us to use whatever power and influence we have to do good, not to break, but to fix. Looking out for the good of others first will keep us on a path that pleases God.
Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.